Winnipeg, good morning. It's fantastic Friday. Time for the best and baddest program on the radio station here this morning. Let's go.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
So this is not the story of how we end up together. No matter how much time it seems we're spending, this does not end with us walking down the aisle with no fairy tale happy ending. This is a tale as old as time, and I'm sure we've all played this part. In fact, this is a story of being in love with someone who will never love you back. At first, you wait around with hope, thinking like if you just give it time, the more they see you're right for them, the more that you could change their mind. But some things never change. No matter how many positive traits you flaunt, that ain't gonna make them fall for you if you're just not the one they want. Okay. And so you want to get over them. You distract yourself dating other people, but it always feels so out of place because none of it can equal to the way you feel when you see their face. You be so deep in your denial saying you're okay with being friends when you do anything to make them smile. So you get distant because you know there's a woman he wants, but you're never gonna be it. So you think watching him love other women will hurt much less if you don't see it. The only way to really move on is let go. I wrote this letter to break free. And if I never get to love you, I hope you find a woman that loves you just as much as me. Okay. I hope she wakes up every morning and prays for you before you start your day. I hope you feel comfortable enough to tell her the things that you're uncomfortable to say. I hope she loves your family as much as you do and is a huge asset in your world. I hope you plant seeds inside her soil and she gives you a little boy and girl. I hope she cooks you all your favorite foods and loves your favorite movies too. I hope you never have to be on guard with her because she feels just as safe as you. I hope you never have nothing to prove because with her you feel no resistance. She's not there for your accolades or accomplishments. She just loves you for your existence, and I hope it's consistent. I hope you never have to spend another day wondering what being loved feels like, because you deserve a love that's free from chaos, that real black movie rom-com type. And if I never get to love you, I hope the woman that does appreciates what she has, because you deserve to end up with someone who just loves on you so bad. And although I'm sad, I mean this with everything in me. This is not a new confession. I just want to see you happy for real. I've never loved you from possession. The only thing I possess is love for you and my desire for your peace. May you find the love that you're looking for, and may I finally be released.
Who are you, slick? You investors in hate. You Saddams and you Bushes. You Bin Ladens and snakes. You billionaire bullies. You're a globalized curse. You put war on the masses and then you clean out the purse. And that's how it's done. War after war. You old feudal parasites. You just sacrifice the poor. You got the cutting edge weapons. But your scam's still the same as it's been since the Romans. Yo, it's the Patriot game. Yo, that's the war racket. It's the war racket. It's the war racket. It's the war racket. You twisters of language. You creeps of disguise. Yeah, disinformation. It's like worms in your eyes. You privileged bankers. You gambler thieves. You profit on war. You think it's just less money in peace. So that's how it's done. Time after time. Country after country. And crime after crime. You pretend it's religion. Like there's no one to blame. For the dead and impoverished. In your little patriot game. Honey, that's the war racket. That's the war racket. That's the war racket.
For a day like today, bright and shining, soca glory. Everyone with a flag and a smile on their face. Lordy daddy of every creed and race, Lord. Phenomenal, lovely atmosphere. Ooh, ooh. If the Lord is our shepherd, who shall be here?
No one.
Aye, 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 the party starts.
Yes, the party starts on here. CKUW 95.9 FM on your dial in Winnipeg. This is Rashmi Koi with Prince Wona, Princess Kim Sulon, Queen Victoria, Dr. D and John, who's here but never here. Sometimes here, without fear, is Princess Rachel. But all the time, making me be loud and clear, is Princess Catherine. Look out, look out. We're coming down hard, we're coming down bad, right up until 8 a.m. this morning. Love and kindness. Stay with I and I.
We are blessed by the best, I suggest. We thank the Father in heaven.
Weapons made to destroy I man, like they're trying to disrupt this human plan.
Human plan.
What man really needs in life is faith.
One faith.
And that's a giant faith. Try to take away something from this world instead of living for senseless gain. What man really needs in life is love.
One love.
Look.
is Manuela, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, and the radio show name is called Fantastic Friday. Please come and join us every single Friday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. every Friday morning.
What we were doing here is that we're having the minister, also the premier here, to witness what we've been saying all along.
Manitoba's premier and Indigenous leaders are traveling to Pimicikamak Cree Nation following a days-long power outage that forced residents to evacuate. The visit comes as the community continues to face widespread water and infrastructure damage.
Planes officially touched down at Pimicikamak Wednesday morning, with Manitoba Premier Wab Kadu, along with federal and First Nation leaders, seeing firsthand the impact of the outage and ongoing recovery efforts. Bottled water, food, and plumbing supplies continue to be flown into the remote northern community, which is currently in a state of emergency.
If you think back to what it was like for us in 2019, when you had hundreds of thousands of people without power for many, many days on end, that was tough. So cast your mind back to that, and you can see how folks in Pimicikamak are feeling.
The power failure began December 28th after a transmission line crossing the Nelson River broke, leaving the community without electricity for several days. While power has been since restored, the extended outage caused much of the community's water system to freeze. That led to burst pipes, sewage backups, and damage inside homes across the First Nation.
If you're looking at 1,300 homes and they've examined or found issues with 200 of them so far, I just think maybe getting a bit more help up here to get through the rest of the homes more quickly will just bring people back.
The main issue is just water getting into the house is an issue. Once we actually get it fixed, behind walls there's going to be leaks. You're right, black mold. You can't live in black mold. Rapidly grows.
As you will see, the sewage plant is pretty much non-existent, but it's frozen underground. It's going to thaw out, and it's going to the water and right into our intake system.
Community buildings were also affected. Schools remain closed, and the health center is operating on an emergency basis. Several homes were also damaged by fires after power was restored, believed to be caused by heaters malfunctioning. Thousands of residents remain displaced, with no clear timeline for when it will be safe to return. Pimicikamak leadership says the community urgently needs skilled workers, including plumbers, electricians, and inspectors, to assess and repair damaged homes and infrastructure.
We are now identifying all the resources that are required with respect to the technicians, electricians, the carpenters, the plumbers, and people are coming. The people are calling. They want to help us out. But we said, okay, we can do that, but we don't have money here yet.
The Manitoba government has also requested additional support to help with emergency response, damage assessment, and restoring essential services as recovery efforts continue in the community. In Winnipeg, Mitchell Ringo's City News.
Hey everyone, I'm Jess Turner. Make sure you listen to Fantastic Fridays on CKUW 95.9 FM every Friday morning, 6 a.m. till 8 a.m. That's way too early for me. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Somewhere there's a child a-crying. somewhere. There's a child crying somewhere. There's a child crying, crying for freedom in South Africa.
Nothing more than feelings, trying to forget my feelings of love. Teardrops rolling down on my face, trying to forget my feelings of love. Feelings for all my life have been, I wish I'd never met you then. You'll never come again. Feelings, oh, it's hard to live. Can't even find a reason why we holding on to old feelings. Find the reason why we holding on to old feelings. Lately,
can't even find a reason why we holding on to old fears.
There was a time where you tried and you said, why would you fight what was inside? That wasn't part of the plan. I know that I should go looking for some reasons. Tell me there's something wrong with it. Tell me there's something inside that I need. You know I'm not gonna stay the night. I just need one reason. I know there's nothing wrong with this. Hard to pretend it's not what I want. Way too close to read my mind.
I know you got your reasons, yeah. I know the meaning. I know you're still healing, baby. But you're still appealing. Hope you don't think I'm reaching. But I got feelings to the ceiling. And I'm still in my feelings, girl. You know you're very well seasoned. I know you got your reasons, yeah. I know the meaning. I know you're still healing, baby. But you're still appealing. Hope you don't think I'm reaching, but I got feelings to the ceiling, and I'm still in my feelings, baby. You know you're very well seasoned.
I'm liking the way that you talk to me now. You know what you're doing, don't look in my eyes. Oh, that one time when I said what I said when the run was over. Only been 2 times that we've done what we did. When I put it on ya, when I put it on ya. Looking for some reasons. Tell me there's something wrong with it. Tell me there's something inside that I need.
Hi, I'm Julian Cooper. You're listening to Fantastic Friday on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is my favorite morning wake-up show.
Surrendering to love again, I said I would, I never did, but I came up for. Walking with temptation, and I know that I can take it. I hope I don't end up lost, babe. Tell me that I'm dreaming, cause it feels too good to see you. Someone pinch my arm right now. Sorry if I'm needy, boy, I need you, and I need you, and I want your love like coffee cream. Yeah, it's extra cream. I like mine's real sweet. I want your love like awful scene, crazy movie scenes, pretty past green. I want your love like cocoa butter skin. You got the sweetest little grin. You're the hottest thing around. Miss you when I'm with you, and I know that it's an issue. You're electric, giving no sound, baby. Every time I'm with you, I can't think about a time. Thing is a chill straight down my spine. I just wanna let you know, I hope you never let me go. Want your love like coffee cream. Yeah, it's extra cream. I like mine's real sweet. I want your love like coffee.
Baby, I don't go outside.
Crazy moves.
Just get my hair done. Nails on tip and the baby hair's laid. Like my bundles. Feeling so rich like I just got paid. Can't have my bag low. Thighs on thick and the booty the same. Cause it's natural.
Ooh, bet that. Toss that. Pop that. Just like the trunk. What's that? Got that. Got a little booty but it's nice and plump. It's like staying. Yoga that's balance. You thirsty? You thirsty? What a shame.
She's a wonder.
Black girl trap, have black girl taste.
Sweet enough wonder.
Black of the beverage, sweet of the juice.
You should try it.
Black lemonade, black licorice too.
In your diet.
Ooh, bet that. Toss that. Pop that. Just like the trunk. Bounce that. Got that. Got a little booty, but it's nice and plump. Dance like stallion. Yoga that's balance. You
Yeah, so we have a Mary Jane's Cooking School hosting its second Saturday Super Soups at Mary Jane's at 252 Allington Street. That date will be featuring curry pumpkin lentil soup and hearty warming cabbage soup. So be sure to get your soup tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. It costs $15 for a quart-sized jar or $13 when you bring back the jar.
This is for my city dwellers, my storytellers, my soundscapers, music makers, and my dreamers of dreams. This is for the beat layers, the street sayers, the graph writers, and the painters. This is for the crate keepers, the image freezers, the lens seekers, and the photogs. This is for the spinners, the rewinders, drop the needle, pull it back, and come againers. This is for the movers, the body users, the kinetic acrobatic defying gravity provers. This is for the filmmakers, the actors, the activators, my sculptors, and my cans. Sprayers. This is for the da-da-dubbers, the dancers, the scribers, the scholars. This is for the freestylers, my improvisers, my poetical, lyrical, spiritual vocalizers. This is for my speechifiers, for the visionaries, for the bridge builders, the chain breakers, the power takers. This is for the door crashers, my drum beaters, the call to action, take it to the streeters. For my behind the sceners, my planners, my finders, our on task and right on timers. For our organizers, our survivors, our motivators, and our strivers. This is for the uplifters and our uprisers. This is for you, our ancestors. This is for you, our people blessers, our children, for our vision, for our villages, our hoods, our nations, our truths. This is for our culture, for our generation. This is for our creator and our creation. This is for our inner being and our outer, for our say it louder, big and prouder. This is for the art, for the word. This is for the sound. This is for the power.
Still able to pull good out of nothing. And every time we go there, the world witness our creative genius, the arts and science, the gods of culture, unlimited progress for the original people. We brought civilization to the world, the fathers and mothers of it all. America would not have no splinter if it wasn't for the black population. Come on, black people, it's our time. The great musicians we brought, science and mathematics to the world. Stop copying. We're the original people. It was the mathematical genius of three black women who put the man on the moon. From the traffic light down to heart surgery. Experience life from the creator of life. There is no way around it. We are the people of God. Exit your mind into the thinking of God.
Here's what I want you all to do for me.
Bang! Caught you looking for the same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this I bring. Uh-oh, the roll below the level, cause I'm living low next to the base.
Come on!
Turn up the radio. They're claiming I'm a criminal. But now I wonder how. Some people never know. The enemy could be the Frank Guardian. I'm now a hooligan. I rock the party and clear all the madness. I'm not a racist priest to teach the
cause some they never had this.
Number one, never wanna run about the gun. I wasn't licensed to have one. The minute they see me, fear me. I'm the epitome, a public enemy. Used, abused, without clues. I refuse to blow a fuse. They even had it on the news.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Yes. Was the start of my last jam, so here it is again, another death jam. But since I gave you all a little something that I knew you lacked, they still consider me a new jack. All the critics you can hang on my hold the rope, but they hope to the Pope and pray it ain't dope. The follower of Farrakhan, he'll tell me that you understand until you hear the man. They'll book up the new school rap game. Writers treat me like Coltrane, insane. Yes to them, but to me, I'm a different kind. We're brothers of the same mind, unblind, caught in the middle and not surrendering.
I don't rhyme for the sake of Ritalin. Some claim that I'm a smuggler. Some say I never heard of ya.
Ring around a journalist. Can I get something wrote right? This book is a lie. You don't believe me? It's not positive. Listen to the poetry Chuck gives. Step the sin in a program. The truth is shoved under a rug. An answer may cause a ram. I'm looking for the right section. Missing piece of the puzzle. False information must cease. Phony attitudes. Work is never done. An unknown war is just begun. Am I advised to use bullets, strong words? How long will it take before my message is heard? Do I need a credit line to pay you off? Do you tell me what you want me to know? Meaning my soul is lost, gone. Meaning I must march on. So to my fans and believers of me, just come on. I got an announcement, but it's a press convinced the true articles make no sense. Do I need a Bible? Find a prayer. Speak in a good manner. I'm looking for an answer to my ass question. I don't need a scheme to exploit my profession. I'm a sister straight from Philly with a lot of willpower. Power not by the hour. Power by knowledge gained. I came to clean the stains and the spills of an unadvised human brain. Not knowing the facts of life, right to fight. Those who approach the back with a knife. Lord only knows. Lord can only tell. True saints who won't go to hell. You know what I'm saying? Cause I can't hold back no longer. In a dark war, some say a woman can't be hardcore. Yo, what's up with that? In order to speak my mind, do I have to sound like a cat? I'm calling get some male chauvinists. I've seen brothers drop by the swing of a woman's
fist. Like a rope when I'm show. We can ride in a two-seat car. Adam Ramsey. Watch me now, it name murder me wrote and me no take back me chat. Shuffle the date me a the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the con, so no better watch that. Show me step up in a life, them won't forgive me a fight. Show me look cute and them no look too right. They call a need to over me, man a fight. And that now one, no time in a them life. Me no cut up, I can model every time. Absolute niceness, come with pay rhyme. First class dress code and your style a lick. The quality, my feet come back quick.
Hi everyone, my name is Belaine Osman. I'm a student here at the U of W. My students actually call me Madame Oz. Just letting you know, CKUW has an awesome show called Fantastic Friday, and you guys should listen to it. Stay tuned.
But hear this, the news out, everything about, we have plenty to shout.
Think you where you come from?
Yeah, man.
As long as you're a black man.
A black woman or a black child. Hey!
No mind your nationality, you have got the identity.
And perspicacity. Yeah, man.
Cause if you come from Clarendon,
that don't matter.
And if you come from Portland,
that don't matter.
And if you come from Westmoreland,
that really don't matter. Because coming to you all the way from West Africa in a country called Nigeria, so is your brother they call Prince Ubono coming to give you news and news about
man,
from
you're an African.
For Africa. Look out, look out. Prince Ubono.
Yes, good morning, Basuka, and good morning to all of our listeners. Unukedu, Kekwanam, greetings from Africa. Our first piece of news comes from Democracy Now, where we speak with Law Professor David Cole, who notes that the attack on Venezuela was clearly not a law enforcement operation, as the administration has claimed, but an imperialist intervention.
This is, you know, in contrary to what Trump was saying, the Monroe Doctrine has never quite been forgotten by the United States. It's just the methods of enforcing it or implementing it in the region have varied across presidential administrations and across political parties. I think it bears to keep in mind that U.S. empire in Latin America is a bipartisan project that involved both Republican and Democratic parties. just thinking about how President Obama is the one who labeled Venezuela a threat to U.S. national security back in 2015 is one pertinent example. So I think what we're witnessing now is just a quite visible and unabashed assertion of U.S. power over Latin America. Now, that's one way to read it. The other way to read this move, and particularly in light of the national security strategy, it's a moment to read it at, is a moment of U.S. weakness, right? They're basically conceding other parts of the world to peer rivals. They've more or less accepted that they cannot compete frontally with China, for example, in Asia. So as has happened in the past, when the U.S. has forced resistance or defeat elsewhere in the world, they come back, quote unquote, home to the Western Hemisphere, and they use Latin America as an imperial laboratory, as they have since almost the founding of the United States. So the U.S. has long served, as historians like Greg Grandin have written about, as a workshop of empire where the U.S. gets to refine its imperialist tactics abroad, but they also use those moments to try to create internal domestic political hegemony, depending on which political party or which political coalition is in the ascendancy. The difference now, I think, is that this is, again, to reiterate, this is a moment of U.S. weakness internationally, but I think also for the Trump coalition is a moment of weakness internally. The way I read this is if you have to continually have to say that you're strong and you're powerful and that you own the Americas constantly online through different images, through different public appearances, in a way that's a weakness, right? The fact that you have to continuously assert how powerful you are. So that's one way to read it.
Also from Democracy Now!, financial reporter David Bentley speaks about the U.S. intervention in Venezuela.
So it's clearly not a law enforcement operation. This is an operation that began by summarily executing hundreds of people, over 100 people on boats who are claimed to be smuggling drugs. It escalated to bombing a loading dock within Venezuela. It included an embargo on ships to Venezuela. And finally, an invasion in which many targets were bombed. We did pull out Maduro and his wife. But that was the excuse. That wasn't the justification. And Trump made that very clear. We are running the country. We are taking its giving access to our oil companies, to its oil. This was not a law enforcement operation. It was an excuse for imperialist intervention. The whole world order is based on the principle, probably the first principle of international law, that countries have to respect their neighbors, and they can't simply invade a neighbor or any other sovereign nation because they don't like the way they are running things there. If Canada were to bomb U.S. Drug manufacturers because drugs are being brought across the Canadian border, we wouldn't say that's okay. If Mexico were to bomb gun manufacturers in the United States because our guns are killing thousands of Mexicans every year in Mexico, we wouldn't say that's okay. If Trump said that Biden was an illegitimate president, if Russia invaded the United States and abducted Biden to put him on trial in Russia, we wouldn't say that's okay. The whole premise of the international order is that we respect each other's borders. And when we do this, we just give a green light to Russia. Why should it stop at Ukraine? We give a green light to China. Go into Taiwan. This is really putting the world on a very, very dangerous course. And have we done it in the past? Yes. But our violating the law in the past doesn't justify violations of the law today.
Next, we go to Black Agenda Radio, where we speak with Somali scholar Sudan Mohammed, who notes that Israel is the first and only nation to recognize the Somaliland region of Somalia as an independent state.
And this is about a battle for hegemony in the Middle East and the Horn of Africa that many people have overlooked, more specifically the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden regions. where Somalia sits strategically, an attempt to reshape the map and as a result change the balance of power in a vital trade route. Various countries have interest in this region and divided into what appears to be two factions. For the Israeli-US perspective, tackling the issue of Iran and Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen is at the forefront. But it also includes trying to curtail expanding Turkish influence in the region. Opponents of Ankara, including Israel, the United Arab Emirates, historically the Egyptians and the Iranians, have accused Turkey of what they call neo-Ottomanism, or a revival of the Ottoman era sphere of influence. And lastly, I want to touch on the Western recognition of Palestine last year, which also enraged Israel and further isolated its position. I mean, this has forced Israelis to follow a new diplomatic venture to revert back to its traditional support for secessionist movements in Africa, to grow what they call soft power and reduce its isolation on the global stage. Historically, African states have supported the Palestinian cause due to the perception that Palestine was part and is part of this wider anti-colonial movement. And Israel has supported the secessionist movements, for instance, in Nigeria during the Nigerian Civil War, in Chad, and the Sudanese Civil Wars that birthed South Sudan in 2011. So there is a history of Israel supporting movements in Africa that could develop its soft power and reduce its isolation. But I want to go back to this battle of hegemony and unpack particularly the issue of Iran and Yemen. I know the US audience is very familiar with this, but it's quite important at least. And if we look at the Middle East following the US-Israeli 12-day war against Iran, Tehran has become weakened militarily, though not crippled, and this includes its ballistic and nuclear programs. Additionally, Israel's campaign against key Iranian allies in Lebanon, coupled with events in Gaza and the toppling of Syria's al-Assad, have weakened its influence in the region, although Iranian influence in Iraq remains, and I do believe that the Iraqi Shiite militia do not face the same existential threats that groups like Hezbollah face. Also, factoring in the brutal war against Iran, I do believe the Iraqi Shiites are very unlikely to engage in a proxy war. And this only leaves the Houthis in Yemen, which have been a security issue for the Israelis for some time. They've launched missiles and drones to keep the pressure on the Netanyahu government. So access to Berbera in the separatist Somali region in northern Somalia would give closer proximities to attack the Houthis. I mean, for instance, the approximate distance is about 260 to 280 kilometers across the Gulf of Aden, compared to 1,600 to 1,700 kilometers across the Arabian Peninsula and across multiple sovereign Arab states from Israel. So you can imagine the strategic and military interest is significant. It would also export the conflict with the Houthis from Israel to Somalia, while at the same time easing the constant domestic pressure being faced by the Netanyahu government by shifting the focus outwards, allowing Israeli leaders to project an image of momentum and control, even as the reality of total victory is undermined by continued rocket fire and air raid sirens that regularly force Israeli civilians into shelter. And this was echoed, actually, in the Israeli think tank Institute for National Security Studies, which had a report dated November 2025, which outlined Somaliland's strategic significance for Israel as a forward base for, and I quote, intelligence monitoring, logistics, and operations against threats from Yemen.
So those were all of our pieces for this morning, and both from them crossing now and from Black Agenda Radio. Up next, we have Ibrahim to talk about Sudan. Give me 1 second. Good morning, Ibrahim. How are you?
Good morning, Ogana.
Good to have you here. I hope your year has been off to a good start.
Yeah, anyhow, yeah, we just still the same things, but yeah, anyhow, the things is still the same. No big different, but it's still continuous.
Perfect. Can you provide us with an update regarding Sudan?
Okay, no problem. I will give you some kind of information. What I heard back home. Yeah, thank you, you guys, asking about the Sudan. The Sudan is still in the problem. The war is still there. And Sudanese is still suffering for that war, especially the older people in Sudan. Yeah, Sudan, yes, I spoke with people on the ground in Sudan, and the thing is still no different, but people are still suffering from, especially in the area of the Kordofan and Darfur, because the war is very intensive in the two places. Yeah, and civilian people is still suffering and just hurting and just waiting for the help. And the question is because rabid forces and their spillagers and their robberies and the many different kind of the criminals they brought in the different countries and different areas are led with the Arab Emirate terrorist group as a rapid forces that's only just killing the Darfurian and the Sudanese people systematically, and that's why the Darfurian and Sudanese civilian people are just suffering from them. And yes, there every area when these people reach the village or the city, the people just running from them, because when they get there, they nobody can just be safe, because they are just killing the people and just raping them and looting their own things. And also, they're just systematically they're destroying the Sudan. For example, they just destroying like the schools or the hospitals or the infrastructure of the dam and that kind of thing by the drone. And that is a situation, whole situation right now in Sudan. But if you focus in the area of Tawila, people is taking the long distance, walking on the feet and long journey to get there, and people just taking the risk of their life in order to get there or to die. And also, if you see, especially in the area of Kordofan, if you see in the north of Kordofan, people taking that old journey going to Dabba in the north of Sudan in order to get in the area of the protect with the Sudanese and Darfurian troop to get the safe there. Or also, if you see the western Kordofan, the people coming from the west to capital of Kordofan, Uvait, in order to have the some kind of peace there and get kind of the basic need. And if you see the south of Kordofan, in area of Dere or Kaduri, people is coming from there to Uvait, and some people from Uvait to through to coast to Khartoum, because this all happening for the civilian people because of the rabid forces are led with the Arab Emirate, and that terrorist just killing the Sudanese people. And that is a that's kind of the problem right now, is yes, Sudanese all suffering, all that people on that situation. And just also, if you see there is a role of the United Nations organization brings some kind of the aid. But yeah, when you see that organization, the people contributed and distributed the aid in the area of the in the area of the Khartoum, and also in general in the area which one is under the Sudanese government or the Darfurian troop. But if you go in the west or in the Kordofan, in the area, if they're controlling with the rabid forces, that is very difficult. And the organization and this organization to get the aid in the civilian people who there are still there, and they're just doing the, some kind of negotiating, and they know like to let the people to have that kind of the aid. And that situation really is very difficult, but the people is still there and people is still waiting the help, and just they are hoping sometime this kind of things and this kind of obstacles will remove and people can get the aid, because the people are suffering, especially in the just the basic need like water, medication, and also like oral medication, food, and some kind of the closing that all people needed, and also the people, they are elders and they have the children and they have the women. And if you people see how long distance they coming from, they just the physical body like skeleton, the people really they just the kind of the skeleton walking, because you don't see this is the people, it's not natural, but still they have the spirit and they are still seeing as hope. And that's it right now, what is happening in Sudan and what is happening especially in the area of Darfur and Kordofan. And we're hoping one day things will get a little bit better and peace will be there, and Sudan will depend on the country, because this war are imposed on them and they are fighting to have some kind of peace and liberation, and people one day will go back in their villages. And thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for listening, and that's all what I have.
Thank you, Ibrahim. Thank you for giving us that update. You know, my heart really goes out to all those who have been displaced due to this ongoing civil war. I hope that they are able to come home. You know, there's nothing like being away from your home. So we'll talk to you next week, Ibrahim. Thank you so much for coming to us today.
Thank you, guys.
Hello, Rico. What's this program all about? Come on, play some music.
Christopher Colombo is a giant blasted liar. Christopher Colombo is a giant blasted liar.
You there?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, morning to you.
How's it going?
It's going all right.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as cold walking out this morning, so.
Oh, okay, that's good.
So I don't know if that does anything for people's head, like say not too cold, so you know you feel really boiled up and enjoy, you know.
Mhm.
So what's going on in the place these days, apart from war and all kind of thing?
We're going to be playing on the 29th. Mm-hmm. Look like the 17th of the tour in the hall is canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Something else replacing it. So. At the moment, the 29th, until we hook up some more different gigs. That's going to be at the Park Alley, near that Jubilee Bridge. I don't know if it's starting earlier. I have to find out the exact time for it. If it's going to be some kind of 7 o'clock or 7:30 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be probably, I think it's only for 2 hours or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's coming up for the most part, and we still have to hook up some different gig. We haven't really went around, and I know the singer is kind of doing has been working more than we were before, so it's a little bit less time that we're having for some of these things. Anyway, that's what's going on at the moment until we hook up some more.
And we look forward to more hooking up.
We'll have to see what happens.
What happened to a bongo bongo on the on that place on Main Street?
We might be trying to shoot for that possibly the end of February if it works, but we still have to verify and talk about it with the business there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're shooting for something like that towards Yeah, some probably end of February. Mm-hmm. But we'll still have to see if that's going to work. I don't know if Nibs is going to be available for that, or we'll just have to see what we do, or if it's just going to...
Well, I look forward that it will call, because that is African History Month, February. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. it would be nice to let it drum sound.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it may be just that, maybe just drum. I don't know if it'll be guitar or not. Mm-hmm. Guess we'll see what we come up with.
Mm-hmm, I hear you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we look forward to it.
Yeah, man.
I know you're not lying, because it's Christopher Columbus who's the damn blasted liar, not
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, love and kindness. We look forward to another week.
Yeah, man.
Where we'll talk more about peace and love. Everybody crying out peace and love, but nobody...
You don't want to do it enough, eh? Mm-hmm. At least not the powers that be, eh?
Mm-hmm.
There's always peaceful citizen and things like that, but as we say in the other show there, it's, the peaceful thing doesn't work good with the war business, eh? Because the war business is bringing profits with the arm-selling thing, and so that peaceful thing don't work for some of them, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So... you'd have to not want that kind of business, eh?
That kind of vibe,
So, difficult, eh?
Yeah. In your love and kindness, we look forward to more peaceful situation and more extensive discussion.
Yeah, man.
Okay, hail the eye.
All right. One love, peaceful people out there. Yes.
Yeah, man.
Their body, you put a price and sold them as merchandise. How can a man discover the land that already populated with Indians? There was a guy from Spain, Christopher Columbus was his name. Down in the West Indies is where he gained his fame. A lot of black people went down the drain.
Rastafari.